Boomer and Warner in the morning is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
I got no money in my pockets. I got a hole in my jeans. I had a job and I lost it. But it won't get to me.
Going to go to the, like Letterman would do, the home office in Chaparral for some info. Darren Haynes. So if it's correct, well done, Haynesy. If it's wrong, blame Haynesy.
Oh, you think he's wrong?
No. Dennis Weidman has 2 goals in 5 games. Last year, Dennis Weidman needed 51 games to get 2 goals.
And 2 years ago, he was literally on pace for 30, like 10 goals quick.
Yeah. So what is it, Warner?
It's the even-numbered years.
You're a defenseman.
He's like the Giants.
Not to say he's going to keep on this pace.
Why not?
But, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
51 games for 2 goals a year ago, 5 games this year. Is it just strictly the power play time because they're both power play goals?
No, just the luck. Maybe it just happened to go in.
Do I have to look at his shooting percentage and tell you it's unsustainable, or do we just know that?
I think we're...
What I'm getting at, I guess, is the coach using him differently? Was Bob...
Oh, jeez.
Was Bob...
He shot the puck, it went in instead of getting tipped in. Let's not...
Or hitting a post, or hitting a defender, or hitting the goalie.
I'm not saying he's going to get 40 goals.
I know, but you're saying, is he being you? No.
Okay, listen.
If he gets on the power play, he shoots it.
Okay, just hang on, man. 2 years ago, good. Last year, bad. This year,
everyone was bad.
Starting good. Why?
If not, he didn't start good.
He scratched for 3.
How is he starting good?
Okay. He's had a terrible start to the year.
Well...
3 games in the press box, yeah.
Compared to last year, would you not say that he's had a decent start?
Well, he scored... Oh,
outside of that.
Sure. We were ready to tar and feather him after game one.
Well, not us, because we love the wine dog.
But we were going somewhere. To put him out to pasture. Look at how slow he... Did you see McDavid go around?
Dave's been doing that to everyone, but yeah, it didn't look good.
I know, but it's not about McDavid. I'm saying let's pump the brakes. He's fine. He's looked okay. He's had to be sat for half the season. He's got 2 goals.
Was I nominating him for the Norris?
You suggested that strategy might have led him to 2 goals quicker than
And you said he's having a great start to the season. And he's sat for, he's been a healthy scratch for half.
Okay. I'll take it back. I'm sorry to have gotten you so wound up.
Well, I'm not. Well,
I'm amazed that this is what has finally engaged you.
Take that back.
But yeah, I will take it back.
Well, it's no magnetic balls to engage me, but
2 years ago, very good season. Last year, no good. What do you expect this year?
Well, it's contract year. He should play well.
So, 2 years ago, a career-high 8.7 shooting percentage. Last year, 2.7. This year, 15%. It's very simple. He's had the bounces 2 years ago and early this year. I mean, I'm sorry that it has to come to numbers, but that's very simple. He was getting some good luck shooting the puck early here. Is that
what
too
do
complicated?
I think he, what do I think his season's going to be
no,
like?
No, let's just go somewhere else.
Let's
really just go somewhere else. I brought up a simple question.
And
I got blitzed for it. Do I think he's going to score 50 goals this year? No. He came in last night and had as many minutes on the power play as Giordano did.
Did he not play power play at all last year?
Did he?
I don't know.
Come on. Analyst, come on. I'm asking, is he being used differently? Is he a power play guy?
Well, he's always been a power play guy.
Has he?
Yeah. His whole career. When they signed him, that's all they said. Well, he can play on the power play. He'll be good on the power play.
How much power play time did he play?
I'm pulling it up.
Because 2 years ago, yeah, he played a ton. And then Bob wouldn't play him on the power play. And we wondered, why wouldn't you have Weidman on that off side, on the off wing?
Did that happen? I don't recall that.
Where did he rank in defense power play time last year?
I'm hunting here. Hang on.
A little slow. Stupid.
Got to sort by the right. Yeah, that's not it.
Anyway, is there anything you'd like to talk about, Rhett?
I don't know why you're all pouty pants with me for saying that Weidman's not. Yes,
I'm
okay,
not pouty pants.
I agree with you, Dean. He's having the best start, and he's going to be a top notch power play guy. He's always been a power play guy. If he plays on the power play, he's going to get points. If I played on the power play and shot the puck as much as Weidman does, you're going to get some points.
Okay.
He averaged 257 of power play time last year.
Okay.
Per game.
Okay.
And I don't think that the fact that he's been on the power play, first of all, it's not a big surprise for me, because where else are you going to play him?
And
if he is on the power play,
okay,
and he shoots it, okay, he's got two bounces that have went in.
2 seconds more a game this year.
Okay. I'm sorry. Guys, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry I brought up Weidman.
We love Weidman.
I didn't mean to bring it up.
Love Wide Dog.
Man, where can I go?
It's not your fault.
Where can I go?
It's not your fault.
It's okay, Boom.
Don't go to Wide Dog again.
Can I talk?
Well, I just thought it was obvious that, you know, he's had some bounces.
No, I'm not, I really don't want to talk about Weidman anymore. I'm sorry. Why don't you guys bring up something?
Did you like Bennett last night?
Thought Bennett was good. And I said to you at the start of the year that if they want to be a good team,
there's the guy.
That's the guy. Because I'm not concerned about Gaudreau and Monahan. I think they're going to get their points, and you're going to put whoever else you want on that line. Bennett, if Backlund's line will be good, they can be a third.
Shutdown guys, perfect.
But if you have that gap in the second line, or however you call them, I don't care. But if Bennett's not good, you're going to struggle. And I think he's playing pretty good. I still worry because he seems so slight that he's going to wear down. And
if he had Kachuk's body or Berlin's body.
Am I out to lunch with that?
Well, he had the shoulder issue that loomed from his draft year. That
yeah,
wasn't
and I
really
don't even
plan.
Know
am
if
I
mean.
Am I out to lunch?
I don't even know if I mean he's going to be injured, right? Just mean, is he going to, is that, if he's going against Kopitar, which you might not have to, but if he is.
Backlund doing that.
He's going to get tired out, I feel.
Well, that line's in a good spot. If you saw how they were used against Chicago, they started primarily in the offensive zone, and it was like they had a role. You get an offensive zone draw, and it's not the top line's turn. It was Brower, Bennett, and whoever else is with them. Like, that's going to be a spot where they can have a lot of success offensively, and you've seen it from Brower. There's a guy that's, scored 20 once in his career, sort of in that 16 to 19 every year. Don't be surprised if he gets 20 this year. Like, if you're just going to play offensive zone with Bennett, perfect.
Not a bad spot.
Yeah.
Dean?
Yep.
He's mad.
Oh,
no, I'm not mad. I just didn't know that was going to... I saw that number. 2 goals in 51 games, 2 goals in 5 games. I thought that I'd just mention it, and then we'd talk about the game last night. I didn't know it was going to erupt like it did.
Are we going to keep Elliott going?
They said they're going to ride him till they bucks him off. That was Gullitson. The rodeo reference. Till he has a bad start, it's his net.
A little buckaroo.
There's a plan.
Definitely a plan moving forward. And that would make sense. They've got Friday, Sunday, not back-to-back this weekend at home against Ottawa, Washington. Then they're back in Chicago on Tuesday.
So is that it for Chicago then? They're done with
in Chicago
road
trip. In Chicago, yeah.
Kind of early. For
you would only play a team 3 times on the road in your own division. There's only 2 Edmontons left. Isn't that crazy?
Good. Yeah. Well, the rink's all right now, at least. Better than used to be. Still don't want to go up there.
So it's going to be Elliott until he soils himself. That's what it sounds like.
Now, do you want to take it back?
Take what back?
Playing Johnson against the Blues?
I didn't think Johnson had anything to do with their issues against the Blues on Saturday.
I know, but maybe Elliott would have been the difference in getting them a win again.
I don't think so. I mean, as good as Elliott has been, they were awful in front of Johnson on Saturday. One of their worst performances of the year.
Maybe the players were mad at the coach and they didn't want to play for him that game.
Or maybe they were really pumped because Johnson was the guy that had earned the start. And they said, oh, look, it's merit-based here. That's good.
Always earned.
How's that go with your suggestion for who starts? If they went with the old Hartley-ism.
You never give in.
Jay, I love you. Always earned.
Never given.
Thank you.
Good tune.
And does he play that well in Chicago if that doesn't happen? We don't know. I mean, you could play both sides here, couldn't you?
You can, but you got to play the guy against his old teammate.
And in St. Louis is big to him. He mentioned that last night because that's his goal. The fans have cheered for him for years. La, la, la.
Nothing better than beating your old team, especially if you're a goaltender.
It was special for me hearing that and really kind of got me into the game and had that that feeling a little bit. But I'm sure they don't like the result now. But, it meant a lot, and that video tribute meant a lot as well.
They did do the tribute. I didn't even...
There's a guy that deserves a tribute.
I saw that on the schedule from a while ago in the summer, and you want to come back here, and I had so much fun playing in front of these fans in this building that I wanted to do it again, even though it's another team. But the guys did a heck of a job in front of me to get that win for me.
It's too bad Seeloff didn't make the Sens. Otherwise, we could have another one of those montages saying "Thank you, Pat Seeloff" at the Dome Friday night. It's going to be about a 45-minute pregame as we say goodbye to Pat Seeloff.
Is he still blackballed out there?
Wow, he's just not good enough to play in the league. Come on.
He never took part in a practice again.
Well, he shouldn't have. I mean, your opinion would matter the most here, right? Clearly. But
inter-squad game, clunks Clark MacArthur, who goes down concussed, hasn't played since, and Seeloff was banished quickly thereafter.
And off to bingo you go, son.
Didn't practice again.
But he's not good enough.
No.
Not even close.
Right? Like that.
How many times in the last two years were we talking about Seeloff knocking on the door? And
there can't be a conspiracy if the guy's not good enough.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, if this guy's going to do this again and hurt another one of our stars, let's make it our quad A, 200 grand AHL only contract, guys. Off you go.
Like what kind of performance would he have to come up with in the A to get the tap? Say, yeah, we're sending you up. How many defensemen would have to go down?
Is he still not playing?
I just mean up in...
Oh.
To get back to the NHL. He wasn't going to make the team.
We have 40 hurt defensemen. You're our only guy left.
We're going to make a trade.
We're going to take...
we're going to trade Carlson.
We're going to take one of the goalies, strip the pads off him, and send him up. You can play D, right? What do we got? Ryan Huska, in fact, speaking of the American Hockey League coming up, have you talked to him much lately?
Last week, first visit. We're going to do it every Wednesday. He's been good enough to give us some time on game days quite regularly. A lot of Wednesday games in their schedule. And they're off to a great start.
Don't ask him about Weidman. My experience is that it will go very poorly shortly thereafter.
Why would I ask Huska about Weidman?
Well, I'm just throwing it out there.
What are you suggesting that Dennis is going to get sent down?
No, I'm just saying.
Why do you hate Dennis Weidman?
Both sides of the wide dog. He's the greatest defenseman on the team, and you're sending him to the...
I can't.
It's like the Cubs.
You're sending him down.
Want him to win, but don't want him to win.
We won't ask him about Weidman.
Don't
makes
do
him
it.
Feel better.
Yeah, okay. Pin to report what you want to talk about, and hey, did you know coming up, Sports at 960 The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the morning, live and loud in Calgary, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
I wish I could take a cab down to the creek and hang a disco ball from an old oak tree. Smoke and drink once in a while, somehow it'd be good for me.
8:27, we've got World Series Baseball on the radio for you tonight. 5 o'clock is actual start time. They pushed it back an hour because of an impending storm from the sounds of things. And that means, we believe... we'll join it in progress.
What?
That's above me. The decisions, those decisions.
You don't go to the World Series?
That's in the DeForest Kirsch echelon.
Sheesh. Okay.
Because what you'd have to do then is...
I think you have enough pull. You just have to... you'd really have to throw your weight around.
You'd have to make the right decision.
Like, listen, guys. Here's what we need to do. I have faith.
Mm.
You've got some pull around here.
Throw my weight around?
Well, just saying, sure. Influential. Yeah, sure.
Jay's been kind of quiet about it.
He's a bit...
I can see him sitting in there and he wants no part of it.
He's Kirsch, not me.
Is it Kirsch?
Doing. Yes. I said, should we take the game?
Because, yeah, cool. Because 5 o'clock, Flames at 5, that is heavily sponsored. Which would mean we'd have to then take it back to 4. Now, we do that for hockey.
We have other things that are sponsored in the 4 and things in the 3, so how much room do you have to...
Well, what if it was a Flames game tonight, and they were in Boston, and it was in 5 o'clock start?
These things happen.
Yeah, Jay.
Again, above my pay grade.
Oh, okay.
He just wants a jersey. He's just a fan.
He just wants...
Just want to meet Sam.
Sam Bennett.
Have him over for dessert one night.
Game Warren. Signed.
That's all I want. Tie downs.
Why are you so slight? All of those sorts of things. We'll do the Pinder report here coming up in a little bit.
Huh?
What you want to talk about? Right now, it's time for Hey, Did You Know?
Hey, Did You Know? Brought to you by Switch Advanced Lighting Solutions. Did you know that an estimated 14,000 workers are injured annually from falling? Keep your workers off ladders with Switch's 50,000-hour rated high-efficiency LEDs. Switchlighting.ca.
It's a lot of hours, 50,000.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, it's so many hours. So much saving, so many hours. The lights are brighter, and they save you dough. Because I could understand if it was going to save you money, but it's like, I can't see anything now. These lights barely light up. It's the other way around. Hey! Did you know that the Senators blanked the Canucks 3-0, earning their first win at GM Play / Rogers Arena since March of 2004?
Wow. You needed the / of GM Place? That tells me it's ages ago.
Slarsh.
Woo!
7-game losing streak.
Didn't know that.
Didn't think you did.
World Series Game 1 last night. Hey, did you know Terry Francona is still undefeated in the World Series as a manager? He's 9-0. The only managers who have done better. Joe Torre won 14 in a row. And Joe McCarthy, 10 in a row.
Hey, did you know 13 people die from vending machines every year?
Every single year it's 13?
13.
Just 13. Seems weird.
So if it happens by March, it's like...
It's an average.
We'll lock it down. All right, vending machines.
Point,
no more.
Point being, if you get smushed by a vending machine, what have you done in life to deserve that?
Because that'd be the only way, right? Maybe electrocuted?
I guess if you're messing with... The, yeah.
And yeah,
so, shake it loose.
So we probably figure... You're getting smooshed, which probably means you're fishing in there to get a bag of chips. Crazy. So ultimately, a bag of chips has cost you your life.
Boy. Well,
bad way to go.
Au gratin.
I was going to say.
Mexican flavor, I like.
I wouldn't want to have to give my life for him, but if it came down to it, though. One last au gratin.
Here's chips one, a chip, Messier.
Yeah, here's one for DeForest. Hey! Did you know that Sam Bennett scored last night? He become that wasn't
good
really.
Job, Sam. Love ya.
That's a lot of applause.
Wow. Studio audience.
I'll just wait for the
Sam
crowd
Bennett.
To calm down.
We've never played that for that long.
That's actually not the tidbit. I think we all kind of knew he scored. He's the eighth player.
Who's
this?
Who are you talking about?
Sam Bennett.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead. Boom.
Okay. Sam Bennett scored for the Flames last night. He's now the eighth player in Calgary / Atlanta Flames history.
Another slash.
To record 20 goals before the age of 21.
I feel like that deserves some applause. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, that's just all you need to know.
Hey, back to the World Series. Did you know... Francisco Lindor of the Indians became the youngest player at 22 years of age with 3 hits in a World Series game since 1997 when Edgar Renteria did it at the age of 21.
Wow.
He's been good.
Francisco, good.
I feel like you look at that Cleveland lineup, you're like, who are these guys? And then you watch them like, oh, they're all going to be amazing stars. We just aren't that familiar yet. Pretty good.
Hey,
uh-huh.
Did you know paternophobia is the fear of being tickled by feathers?
What kind of feathers?
Oh, what is it?
Paternophobia.
Paternophobia.
Yes. Fear of being tickled by feathers, which is relevant because
yeah.
we talk about tickle feathers.
That's
all
right.
The time.
We do. Yeah. Hey, did you know that the, and again, I can't believe I didn't bring it up till now, being the huge fan of
right.
the round ball.
Yep.
The Golden State Warriors were beaten at home by 29 points last night by San Antonio. Golden State didn't lose their first game last year until December 12th. Their first home loss, April 1st. It happened last night. That's way earlier than last year. Did you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I got one here for you, Boom. Hey, did you know Dennis Wiedemann has 2 goals and is shooting at a career high 15.4% this year?
Who's that?
Dennis Wiedemann.
No, I wouldn't talk about Wiedemann.
Gotcha.
So I had no idea.
Another one for you, Dean.
Yeah?
Hey, did you know chairophobia is the fear of having fun?
Chair or cheer?
Chairophobia.
Why sure. is it for him?
Well.
Wait till we get to Mexico.
Yeah.
It'll all make more sense.
Yeah.
Where's Boom? Oh, he's in
dark
his room
rooms
with the lights out. And the
I'm going to write that down.
Magnetic balls.
I'm cheerophobic.
Cheerophobia. Connects a lot of dots, actually.
Bink.
Oh, man. That's Hey, Did You Know?
Hey, Did You Know? Brought to you by Switch Advanced Lighting Solutions. Did you know that 70% of all businesses are expected to switch to LED lighting by 2020? Switch gives you the best options now. Switchlighting.ca.
Tickle feathers.
Question on the fan feedback line. Now, think about this, because this is pretty deep.
Okay.
What if when the vending machine fell on you
mm-hmm.
and you were up there fishing for, what if the vending machine fell on you and killed you if you were up there reaching for a pack of Lifesavers?
Dying.
No, Jay, reaching. Not trail
I don't
mix.
Think you're getting it.
Lifesavers.
The joke there being that they're called Lifesavers.
But they cost
but he's
you
lost his life.
Your life.
I think what I said is funnier.
Trail mix.
No, I don't think that's. It's not better.
Let's.
Let's move along, shall we?
Let's move.
No, that's
you're not ready to move on.
That wasn't the point.
No,
is that boomsy worthy or is it just a little too out there?
Jay, do you want to?
Can I? You take that back.
Yeah, you can take it back. Yeah.
Right. Take that back!
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm also just going to.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Honestly, though, that is very rare what we've just witnessed.
He doesn't
kind either. Of a swing and a miss from Jay.
It's like what I do more often.
He's extremely sharp. What happened there, Jay? What? It happens to all of us.
Well, see, I thought the joke was like the guy was reaching for the worst thing in the. In the vending machine.
I see. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
So the Lifesavers, the worst thing in
I
the
like
vending machine?
Lifesavers.
Well, are you kidding me?
What's wrong with Lifesavers?
Come on. You got chips in there. You got a lot of chocolate. Lifesavers. Come on.
I cannot agree with you.
You can't have like a Jolly Rancher instead of some life. Like,
there's worse things. A pack of gum is in the vending machine. That's worse than a Lifesaver.
Seems like a bit
what about certs? What if he was reaching for certs? Tic Tacs?
I think you're missing it, Jay.
No?
Now, Jay, what if...
What about a Clif Bar?
What if the...
That's worse than the Lifesaver.
Yeah.
What if the vending machine, you were reaching in to grab something and the vending machine fell on you and killed you, and what you were reaching for was a can of Crush?
Trail mix.
Pinder Report, what you want to talk about coming up. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
It's a crazy feeling.
Oh, that would be freedom, yeah.
Amazing.
I'd definitely go visit some palm trees.
Sail south until the butter melted.
Welcome to Cloud 649. The next jackpot is an estimated $16 million, plus the guaranteed $1 million prize every draw. Please play responsibly.
Steal.
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 Steal. No matter how you say it, Steel makes yard work quick and easy. With blowers starting at $179.95, chainsaws $269.95, and now with a free wood pro kit. Not at Home Depot, not at Canadian Tire. Get these offers only at your Calgary and area Steel dealer and at steel.ca.
Greg here from Cam Clark Ford and Airdrie. Now listen to this. 0% for up to 84 months on most of our vehicles. So I tell you what, if you're in a GM, you're in a Dodge, you're in anything, it's time for a new F-150, 84 months at 0%. Come on in, let's lower your payment. Cam Clark Ford and Airdrie. Minutes north of the city, but miles from all the pressure.
Cam Clark Ford, 10 minutes north of Calgary on Highway 2 in Airdrie. Call 1-888-948-6660 or visit camclarkford.com.
Okay. Game night, Monopoly, let's do this.
Why is your board all Park Place?
Because Seton Park Place is the only property anybody wants.
Seton Park Place?
Yeah, check it out.
Look at these layouts. The finishes, all the premium standards, open concept floor plans, and it's in Seton. I love Seton Park Place. These are probably half a mil.
Try the 190s.
The 190s? We can afford to get out of our rental.
This is like your get-out-of-jail-free card.
Ha! Wait, what?
Visit the very impressive show suites. Open today till 6 or anytime at cedarglenliving.com.
Boomer, Warner, Pinder, Steinberg, and Kerr. Calgary Sports Authorities. Only on Sportsnet 960. Boomer and Warner in the morning continues on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
I'm gonna kick off my shoes and run in bare feet where the grass and the dirt and the gravel all meet. Rolling back to the well, gonna visit a Blacktop.
It is 8:47. Now we're going to be live on location tomorrow. The ensuite. Having a big tent sale. We're going to be there broadcasting live. And my understanding is, with Halloween around the corner, Halloween, the fine folks at Halloween Alley are going to be joining the show tomorrow as well to outfit Pinder and Warner in costumes.
Now, I'm very excited about this, but no one else is.
Well, I agreed to it, and I was kind of excited, and now I'm like, well, it's 7 in the morning. What do I need to be?
Dressed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A good costume party? Absolutely.
Love a costume party. Best parties.
Big fan.
Costume parties.
This big fan.
This will shock you.
Because the...
Not, I don't enjoy...
Well, Chernophobia.
There's people there.
Chernophobia.
And it's fun. So, of course...
Chernophobia.
Like
Chernophobia. Yeah, I'm not big on that sort of thing.
Don't
but
you?
But here's the main concern I have for tomorrow, though. What costume are... Like, do you have anything in mind?
Well, I don't think we.
That's their idea. They've got the whole store. They know the good stuff.
So, to the people at Halloween Alley, first things first, he has jungle arms.
Very long arms.
You're going to have to compensate for his
or that
jungle
could
arms.
Play into the character.
It could. But generally, when you go into something that's just a regular sizing, we have arm issues.
We got yeah
issues with the arms.
39 inchers. It's like the Hulkster. 27-inch, 29-inch
That's not it.
Guns.
It's time now for the Pinder Report.
The Pinder Report for Motorworks, the only independent shop that works exclusively on BMWs with only BMW trained technicians. Google Motorworks Calgary or visit them just east of Chinook Mall.
And the Pinder Report.
He could be like a baboon or orangutan that has like
Don't
long arms.
Don't
call
me a baboon.
I'm just saying that costume would work for you.
Or orangutan?
Yeah. Gorilla? Some sort of a primate?
I'm not. Remember when he was talking about Holly and Kachuk being?
Yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like maybe there's undertones. Here.
Have you seen the smoking gorilla?
The what?
There's a gorilla in this zoo and it smokes a pack of darts a day.
Come on.
Yeah.
Where is this?
I'll Google it.
It can't be any, like anywhere where... That's a third world country trick, I'm thinking.
I don't know.
This can't be a... like. You think in Calgary Zoo they let them smoke a pack?
People are going to get mad at us again for...
We're good. We got it. We're decent.
People are mad all the time anyway.
Boomer's going to have to tell them to change the station again. Ooh, that didn't...
This smoking chimp at North Korean Zoo...
See? I told you.
...does not inhale.
North Korea.
Well, don't inhale.
Azalea has become a star attraction at a zoo in Pyeongchang, North Korea, although officials insist she does not inhale.
Isn't Pyeongchang South Korea?
And apparently, well, I'm just reading what it says here, okay. Dude. Is that in the Baltic area?
No.
Scandinavian.
But look, there's the gorilla having a dart.
Yeah, that's cute.
And apparently, the smoking chimpanzee... expected to be one of the big Halloween costumes this year.
I'd be down with that.
Because then dudes get to dart.
That'd be bad for the voice on Monday. Maybe not a good idea.
And your lungs and
everything else.
General health.
It would just be for one weekend. But not an addictive personality like you, right? Why don't we start the Pin Report? We had a World Series game. What?
Is it time?
Yes, he's already started.
I'm jealous. You get into something, you're all in. Like you, every January, you got a really good
do
fitness
your report.
Regime. World Series Game 1, why don't we start with the Calgary Flames?
Power play goals are a lot like bananas. They tend to come in bunches.
Yes, they do come in bunches, Wills. Last night, the challenge for the Flames was keeping that momentum going from Monday's win in Chicago, their best effort of the season. Well, Monday in Chicago, move over. You've got competition. It was Tuesday in St. Louis, and the Flames were great. Of course, Brian Elliott got the start. He was red hot against his old club in the building he called home. For what seems like the last half decade. The other notable changes, Matt Tkachuk, top prospect and top pest on the club, who hails from St. Louis, friends and family in the building, back into the lineup. And also, interestingly, very large human Nick Grossman, back into the action for the first time since Game 1 in Edmonton.
No! God, please, no!
Didn't go well, Game 1.
No!
Muttley, last night was much better. You hardly noticed him. How about a good start for this club? The power play again.
The Blues have killed off 19 straight. Their penalty killing is 19.
Weidman in front with a shot. He scores!
Take that, Blues penalty kill. And Wide Dog, second of the year. Flames now 3 of 6 at that point after an 0-for-22 run on the man advantage.
Greatest Flames defenseman ever.
Yeah. Ever, really.
If he ever leaves, the montage is going to take a day at the Dome. Let's look at Misty and Teary. Either way, Weidman off to a great start. And yes, the Flames power play, literally very strong of late. And then Derek Englund goes and does this.
Now Brouwer makes a good pass to Bennett, who clears the zone, slotting it ahead to Versteeg up the left wing side. Versteeg in front, Englund shoots and scores!
Ooh.
Oh my God!
Englund doing his best Bobby Orr as he cuts from the right boards across the crease. Go to the backhand. Woo, she pretty. Very pretty.
You got
to
get out of his way. It's coming through.
Yeah, the E-train's coming through. Look out. 2-0 Flames after 20. Bennett was awesome last night. The first star of the game, he would score to make it 3-0. In the third, Blues get things within 2 with a Shattenkirk power play goal, and Johnny Hockey ices it with a goal into the empty net, his second point of the night. Calgary, through 2 games on the road in Chicago and St. Louis, outscored their opponents 7-3, if you include that shootout winner from Versteeg on Monday. That's a better road trip than we all saw coming. And for Brian Elliott, pretty happy to get a victory in St. Louis.
I saw that on the schedule from a while ago in the summer, and you want to come back here, and you know, I had so much fun playing in front of these fans in this building that you know, I wanted to do it again, even though it's another team. But you know, the guys did a heck of a job in front of me to get that win for me.
Yes, and suddenly this team that looked disinterested and very mediocre, intense and looking playoff caliber, that's a big change for 2 nights on the schedule, 2 big wins, 4 big points. They find themselves in a wild card, but have played as many as 3 games more than some teams chasing them. It's a little early for the standings, but safe to say, big 2 nights for the Flames, Monday, Tuesday in Chicago and St. Louis. Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move along. Other NHL news, Sidney Crosby officially back with the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Kessel pitches on the near wall against Sevier, able to win the battle for the puck. Malkin is a man wide open. Crosby shooting. He scores! Welcome back, Sid.
On pace for 70-some goals. Attaboy, Sid. Penguins win 3-2. Interesting night for Ben Bishop in Toronto. Did you see this?
Ah, Bishop Nelson, nice to see you.
Takes a shot in the mask, loses his teeth. Brian Boyle picks them up and delivers them to the trainer, and Bishop doesn't miss a beat. Finishes the game, gets the win.
Ah!
Very impressive. Moving along to the majors.
I had a lot of diarrhea.
Game one from Cleveland last night. Corey Kluber, 6 innings, 4 hits, striking out 9, and then the gauntlet of 6 outs from Andrew Miller and 3 more from Cody Allen. Cleveland wins 6-0. As for the offense, you can tip your cap to number 9 hitter and pitch framing specialist, Roberto Perez.
And the pitch. And a hanging breaking ball is hit a ton to left field and gone. What a night for Roberto Perez. His second home run of the ball game blows it open. 6-0 Indians.
Ooh, they get a lead. They bring in Miller. Everyone else cries if you're not cheering for Cleveland. And someone you've never heard of in terms of a guy you think would come up with a big hit did it twice. They're up 1-0. Game two tonight starts at 5. They move this up due to looming rain in the forecast in the later evening. We'll join it at 6 on the radio. Sportsnet West will have it right at 5 o'clock. Tonight it's Trevor Bauer for the Indians, Jake Arrieta for the Cubs. Bauer, of course, with the leaky pinky.
Right.
But he should be
blood on the rubber
healed by now. Finally, a farewell to one of Boomer's boys, Arian Foster. Yeah. Foster done his NFL career over as he announced his retirement. His body can't keep up with the things his brain wants to tell it to.
Yeah, nice catch on Sunday, you bum.
That was it, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I can't do this anymore.
That's your pin report.
The Pinder Report for Motorworks, the only independent shop that works exclusively on BMWs with only BMW trained technicians. Google Motorworks Calgary or visit them just east of Chinook Mall.
See you tomorrow.
Did you hear him yesterday?
Mononori!
Ah, the Blue Jays no win, no Mooney, that's why. This guy's a lot about himself.
While he was in Chicago, he's got a sense of humor. He does have a nice little track record of playoffs considering how average of a baseball player he is.
And how
he's
little,
a mascot.
And how little he plays.
Yes. Don't get me started on that clown.
I think you'd like him. He's good in the room, just like you.
Not good in the room.
He's
they
great
were
in the
he's
room.
He's annoying. He annoyed everyone.
They love him.
He's the Pinder of the room.
Jeez.
Let's do the thing, Jay.
That's not very nice.
It's not nice at all.
Very hurtful.
Talk about.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. It's the $2 million price drop. 0% is here today, but maybe gone tomorrow. Red Hot Ram start at $23,900 and Grand Caravans for payments of only $65. VarsityChrysler.com.
And we've got a couple minutes left for the whatever it is we're doing. Nothing. I'm just laughing at this room. The amount of time we spend together in here and the stuff that gets said. What just happened over there? Did you get a whiff of your own self?
I just took my hoodie off and my toque off because I go for coffee and bundle up.
Very fresh.
Yeah.
Forgot to delayer. And the pits are fresh today.
It's a strong batch.
Whole lot of man.
Because Rhett the other day was standing there. Do I stink? We started into the pits.
Was that the same day as the Did I Play with Bob Essence?
Yeah, it might have been.
Okay.
What a gross room this is. Hey, certs are no longer in production. You can't buy a cert anymore.
I'm sure there's some rusty old vending machine somewhere.
I smell terrific.
Not me.
Hey, did you know? Stop. Anyway, apparently the Edmonton Sun is reporting the Oilers have a better lineup than the Capitals. Huh? Maybe they do.
We'll find out.
Maybe they do.
They play soon here. Tonight.
I wish Pinder would smoke a pack a day in a cage.
I wouldn't want the cage part.
Mm-mm-mm. My brother is getting married in Mexico the same week you guys are going, so I have to pay for a trip to Mexico only to go to rehearsals and picks and other crap.
Well, how close is he?
I don't know.
Is he near PV? Stay with us.
I mean, Cancun? Trouble.
Yes. Get a driver.
What if you were reaching for a crunchy bar inside the vending machine?
All right, we get it.
For Halloween, Rhett should dress up as Edgar, and Boomer should dress up as Guy Fieri.
That's not terrible.
Yeah.
Do we have an update on Rhett's lower body injury? plan to reschedule the cow race.
Well, shockingly, that cleared up pretty quick once the race was done.
Been doing some light jogging and stretching. We're on the mend. Thank you for your concern.
With Boomer is pouting in miserable attitude, that makes him bad in the room. You guys should end a show with a montage of all the times Pinder has talked poorly about someone that morning.
We'd all have a pretty good hit list there.
Yeah. Usually you don't escape unscathed.
No, there's a good just like solid half hour of you threatening to hit me in the head with things, be it your head or a shovel or a hammer.
Who's the guy that says certs aren't in production anymore? My daughter loves them. We buy them about once a week.
I was going to say, I'm looking at certs here. I don't know.
Add Gronk's laugh to the montage.
Well,
it's a little quiet. We had better audio, maybe.
Started giving out... Can you
Only
play...
you know what I mean, baby.
You know what I mean, baby.
For people that don't know what that is, Gronk... Gronk got career catch number, touchdown catch number 68.
One more, I got 69 touchdowns, if you know what I mean.
Are you in grade 10, Gronk? We think you are.
Started giving out full-size bars for Halloween, but the word's out and the kid count has grown exponentially. Is it time to go back to the minis?
Popularity. It's a killer. Ask Rhett.
Huh?
Friend bus is full.
Full. No room.
What's the address of your location tomorrow? We'll tell you in the morning.
I have it here if you want it.
Okay.
224 61st Ave Southeast.
Why?
They want to come and see
you.
Like
a visit.
Dressed up. How do you feel about that?
Pretty excited.
Yeah?
I'm very much looking forward to it. I think they're going to find something very special for you.
Off topic, I have two cats, Pinder and Boomer. What else can be said? You called your cats.
That's awkward.
Hmm. Remember a year or so ago, someone made the comment that when Rhett starts to call Boom Dean, you know he's mad at him.
Did you do that today?
I don't know.
Probably.
Can't remember.
Is it around the Dennis Weidman thing that we're going to pretend didn't happen?
Was that or that stupid game that he's playing?
Dean, you need to put down your phone.
Does Pinder give out Cuban lunches for Halloween?
Cuban lunches?
Remember that?
Yeah. I guess what he's saying is, do you give away junk Halloween treats?
Wouldn't do that.
He gives away homemade popcorn balls.
Here's a candy apple. Now make sure you brush your teeth twice tonight.
Here's a stapler. Here's some soap. Here's a coupon. Thoughts about Gibby returning next season, I'll defer to you.
Hey, why not? What, is back-to-back ALCS is not good enough for you?
And finally, dear cat guy, your cats, Boomer and Pinder, are they fat and dumb too?
Mm.
Oh. Mm. That's what you want to talk about today.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. It's the $2 million price drop. Varsity Chrysler has 336 new 2016 vehicles reduced by over $2 million. 0% is here today, but may be gone tomorrow. VarsityChrysler.com.
We are...